Knudsen, Three Ways Nancy Pelosi Was a Massive Hypocrite During Her Career in Congress. By Hannah Knudsen on November 6, 2025. Representative Nancy Pelosi, DCA, announced on Thursday her retirement after nearly four decades in office. During those years, the 85-year-old former Speaker of the House has had a lengthy history of political spectacles. "I want you, my fellow San Franciscans, to be the first to know I will not be seeking re-election to Congress," Pelosi said in a video announcement on Thursday. "With a grateful heart, I look forward to my final year of service as your proud representative as we go forward." Breitbart News has been tracking Pelosi's finest moments throughout the years, and there is no shortage, given she has been in Congress since 1987. However, here are three semi-recent examples of the sheer state of hypocrisy that Pelosi existed in during her decades in office. 1. Salon Gate. Pelosi was among the throngs of Democrats and public health officials who demonized freedom-loving Americans during the coronavirus era. Like her Democrat colleagues, she pushed masks, vaccines, and social distancing. Yet, she was caught at a San Francisco hair salon for a wash and blowout despite local coronavirus restrictions. As Breitbart News reported at the time, Fox News obtained security footage showing the maskless speaker walking through San Francisco's eSalon on Monday, August 31. Salons throughout the city have been shut down for months but were permitted to offer outdoor services, beginning Tuesday, September 1. The salon owner Erica Caius told Fox News that she learned of the speaker's visit after one of the stylists, who rents a chair from the salon, informed her of the speaker's appointment the day prior. Caius described Pelosi's action as a slap in the face. Caius told the outlet at the time, "It was a slap in the face that she went in. You know, that she feels that she can just go and get her stuff done while no one else can go in, and I can't work." And again, Pelosi was caught not wearing a proper face covering inside the salon. Violation after violation. Of course, sly Pelosi pleaded ignorance. Her deputy chief of staff at the time, Drew Hamill, admitted that she got her hair done but claimed that she did not know it was wrong. In fact, they blamed the business. Pelosi went on to accuse the business of setting her up. "I take responsibility for trusting the word of the neighborhood salon that I've been to over the years many times, and that when they said, 'What, we're able to accommodate people one person at a time, and that we can set up that time,' I trusted that," she said, refusing to take responsibility for breaking the rules, only owning up to falling for a setup. "As it turns out, it was a setup," she concluded. "So I take responsibility for falling for a setup." 2. Confederate statues galore. Pelosi also decided to appease her base in demanding the removal of images and statues of Confederate figures in the United States Capitol. This, of course, happened during the year of the George Floyd riots. Pelosi was more than happy to oblige. "While I believe it is imperative that we never forget our history lest we repeat it, I also believe that there is no room for celebrating the violent bigotry of the men of the Confederacy in the hallowed halls of the United States Capitol or places of honor across the country," Pelosi's letter to the Joint Committee on the Library, in which she demanded 11 Confederacy statues from the halls of Congress be immediately removed, read in part. Pelosi wrote, "The statues in the Capitol should embody our highest ideals as Americans, expressing who we are and who we aspire to be as a nation. Monuments to men who advocated cruelty and barbarism to achieve such a plainly racist end are a grotesque affront to these ideals." Portraits of former House speakers who served in the Confederacy were also removed, while the role of Democrats serving in the Confederacy was largely ignored. In fact, Pelosi remained silent on her father's own role in overseeing the dedication of the Stonewall Jackson and Robert E. Lee Monument while serving as Baltimore's mayor in 1948. As Breitbart News reported. However, her father, Thomas D'Alessandro Jr., oversaw the dedication of such a statue in Baltimore's Wyman Park, the Stonewall Jackson and Robert E. Lee Monument, as mayor of the city in 1948. At the time, the speaker's father said people could look to Jackson's and Lee's lives as inspiration and urged Americans to emulate Jackson's example and stand like a stone wall against aggression in any form that would seek to destroy the liberty of the world. At the time, Pelosi's office conveniently did not respond to Breitbart News's request for comment on the matter. 3. Climate change. Pelosi has also been a big believer in climate change, or thinking that humans are responsible for fluctuations in climate patterns and therefore must drive EVs and listen to the government to find ways to cut emissions. She even once stated that fighting the climate crisis is a religious thing for her. Yet, as Breitbart News reported in February 2022, she had shelled out more than $500,000 on private jets since 2020. Federal Election Commission, FEC. Campaign filings reveal the Congresswoman paid Advanced Aviation Team more than $437,000 between October 2020 and December 2021 and over $65,000 to Clay Lacy Aviation, according to the report. Private jets are notoriously bad for the environment, producing significantly more emissions per passenger than commercial flights. Pelosi's campaign spent $67,605 on private air travel just months before she said she viewed tackling the climate crisis as a religious thing, the report continues. That largely came to no surprise, as years earlier, Pelosi jetted off with a large delegation of congressional Democrats, flying 3,781 miles across the Atlantic to the United Nations COP25 climate change conference in Madrid. Yet she still had the audacity to stand before the American people and tell them that Mother Nature is not happy with us.